You're with RNIB Connect Radio from the California State University of Northridge Conference on Technology and Disability. I'm with Sheila O'Moran, who works with New Haptics, who are attempting to disrupt Braille display technology with a new approach, some new innovations. Welcome in, Sheila. Lovely to meet you. Just talk a bit, if you would, about New Haptics. What is it you are looking to do as an organization?
So we have developed a multi-line Braille display using a new method for raising and lowering dots that's actually based on air. So as most people know, it's very hard to make lots of lines of Braille using existing Braille technology because you can't get the lines close together enough. But if we can make the piece of the display that drives the dot really tiny, then we can start to pack the dots really tightly, and that's what we've been doing. That's what the underlying technology for our display is.
That's a really revolutionary approach, right? Because typically we've had piezoelectric technology, which is to do with a crystal when you apply a voltage, and with that you have a lever to raise and lower the pins, so that imposes certain limitations, as you say, in terms of how close together lines can be. We've had other people using motors, tiny motors, to kind of rotate, you know, pins into position. So there have been a number of organizations around the world attempting to tackle this problem. Where did this idea of using air to raise and lower pins, where did that come from?
I've been working for many years with a colleague at the University of Michigan. His name is Brent Gillespie, and he was doing some work in this area, which is called pneumatics, for another project. And they had made little tiny air bubbles that were kind of, that popped up and down on a surface for a completely different application. And we kind of thought, hey, this is interesting. This is kind of like Braille. But eventually we didn't like the feel of the bubbles themselves. But we said, well, what about the bubbles actually driving traditional pins like you'd have on a piezo display? And so that's what they're now doing. The bubbles now move the pins up and down. So you never actually touch the bubbles, but you touch the pins that are raised and lowered by them. And that's kind of where it came from. So it was sort of an accident, really.
So you have a prototype for demonstration here at CSUN this year. It's a three-line display, 25 cells per line. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is our first, it's a functional prototype that, you know, we brought here to test different kinds of concepts. Because one interesting thing that happens when you move from a single line to a multi-line display is that you have to start thinking about, well, how are you going to interact with so much Braille or with a tactile graphic? And so a lot of the basic usability issues that are working for single line displays are going to be different for larger formats. And so one of the things we're doing with this prototype is testing out concepts. We have an overlaid touch screen that sits on top of the Braille dots, so we're able to do cursor routing by just double tapping where you want the cursor to be, like you would on an iPhone or something. And integrating that kind of touch input or tapping, you know, double tap behavior with the Braille that's displayed under your finger is a really nice way of managing things like cursor routing. So that's one concept we're showing off today.
Just on that point, the quite complex engineering challenge that to sort of identify when somebody is tapping with their fingers as opposed to just touching with their fingers to read.
Yes. People's fingers will be moving on the display all the time, but if you're looking at what's happening and you're looking for a particular signature of a double tap that happens in a particular time window, then you can sort of start to separate it out from other things. And, you know, that's just the first gesture we've looked at. We're hoping that we can use all sorts of other gestures too, like swipe gestures. And it is kind of, you can also watch how people read too. So for anybody who's looking at reading research, it's really nice because you can see where their fingers are going on the display. So there's all sorts of possibilities that just combining the touchscreen with the Braille can allow us to, you know, explore.
The other potential opportunity with multi-line Braille is greater access to tabulated information, spreadsheets, music, presentations, user interface design. That will require some significant development work on the part of screen reader developers. Yes. Have you had any dialogue there? What's your sense of the state of play in screen reading and multi-line support?
I think they're realizing that it's more complex, I think, than they anticipated, because with a display like ours and some of the others that are here, suddenly the reader has much more control of the part of the text that they're able to access. You know, typically a screen reader follows the focus of the cursor, whether it's the reading cursor or the active cursor, but now the person can move their hands all around the display to read, and they might not necessarily move the cursor. And that's a very different way of thinking. And the screen readers, manufacturers are kind of scrambling a bit, I think, at the moment to figure out how they're going to manage this much more rich interaction that users have with the Braille that's in front of them. So I don't think we've seen the answer yet, but they're very actively engaged with all of us who are working in these large format displays to try and figure it out.
And where can listeners learn more?
I think just newhaptics.com, so that's newhaptics.com, and just go to the website and keep track of us.
Sheila from New Haptics, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.